The answer is C, hypertension, primary hyperparathyroidism. We're going to see an increase in serum calcium that can cause an isolated diastolic hypertension. You need to know that in hypercalcemia, we would have diminished tendon reflexes, not brisk reflexes. We'd also have decreased muscle tone slash muscle flaccidity, not increased muscle tone. Brisk reflexes and increased muscle tone are seen in hypocalcemia. We would have increased urinary calcium because despite PTH pulling calcium out of the urine, there's still hypercalcemia, so there's more calcium being filtered into the urine overall. That's always a what the fuck detail. But we would have increased urinary calcium, not decreased in primary hyperparathyroidism. And then we would have decreased fecal calcium because PTH activating vitamin D3 in the kidney will ultimately cause increased calcium absorption from the small bowel and therefore decreased fecal calcium. That's it.